Hi, this is Eric Casto with Global Reach Ministries and Four Smiles Productions. We're in the School of Acts, and we are in the Word of God's Wisdom module, and we are in the fourth session. And let me pray, and let's get into this. Heavenly Father, we desire the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we ask that you would teach us, that you would open the eyes of our understanding in order to know you and to walk in the things that you have provided for us. And so, Father, transform us by the renewing of the Word of God in Jesus' name. And Lord, if anyone is in this study, and Lord, they've been abused in some way where people were operating as if they were operating in the Word of Wisdom, but where they weren't and they hurt people, I ask that you would heal them right now. And I ask that God, through this study, that a healthy understanding of how the Word of God's wisdom works would bring healing and clarity. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's go forward to number 27, the Word of Wisdom. Paul reveals his direction from the Lord, Acts 19, verse 21. After these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. Note, Paul had received revelation concerning his direction. There had been much persecution of the Jews in Rome, and the desire to go there could only have come from the Lord. And let me slow down. This is something you have to kind of know about history. The Jews were being thrown out of Rome, and there was persecution in Rome. And so here's Paul. I have to go to Rome. That can only come through a word of God's wisdom, where God is revealing his direction. Powerful. Number 28, word of wisdom. Paul speaking about future persecution. Acts 20, verse 23, except that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and affliction are there for me, meaning chains, persecutions, affliction, they're all waiting for me. Note, the Holy Spirit continually reminded Paul of what lay before him. In this case, persecution was continually a part of Paul's life and ministry. I am sure that Paul never forgot the Christians he imprisoned, even consenting to the death of some. He also never forgot the power of Jesus' face that burnt his eyes closed on the road to Damascus. These two memories were at the core of God's grace that enabled Paul to endure. And you really have to take time on that. Everywhere Paul went, there was persecution, affliction, beatings, jail. And in fact, if you remember back, Ananias had that same revelation, all the things that Paul is going to suffer. But Paul didn't pull back, and neither are you. Let's go on. Number 29, word of wisdom, Paul to the disciples. Acts 20, verse 25. And now behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, you shall see my face no more. Note, Paul, through Revelation, states that this would be their final meeting together. Such loving affection was released in those moments that most assuredly the memory of it was carried with Paul for the rest of his days on earth. And, Paul, love those people. And that's something that when you look at Paul's writings, he was very powerfully used by God. But what you see in his life is an equal deepening of the love of God in him. So he didn't just have a gift operating in the power but then treating people mean or bad. No. with the wonderful power of God, Paul was learning to walk in love, and he loved these people. And through a word of God's wisdom, the Holy Spirit was saying, Paul, let them know they're not going to see you ever again. And, such a powerful, powerful picture as people hugged his neck, cried, and waved goodbye. And I don't know, you know, as he sailed away, looking out on the shore, seeing men, women, children with tears in their eyes, waving. People that had once been idolaters, sinners, and they were changed through the power of the preaching of Jesus Christ. And now there on the bank, he leaves that church behind, trusting it to God. Oh, such a powerful, powerful vision there, picture. Let's go on to number 31. The word of wisdom, disciples warn Paul, Acts 21, verse 4. Finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. Note, Paul knew by the Holy Spirit that he was to go to Jerusalem. But in this passage, the disciples, by the same Holy Spirit, warned Paul not to go to Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit was fine-tuning Paul's direction. In analyzing this, you realize that the timing was of essence. Though the Holy Spirit was directing Paul towards Jerusalem, there were other things that needed to happen first. Therefore, Paul diverted to the house of Philip the evangelist. The Lord clearly wanted to show Paul and to slow him down in order to minister to him before he entered Jerusalem. The encouragement Paul received at the house of Philip came through people, which stresses the importance of fellowship. This special time at the house of Philip marked an end of Paul's ministry as a free man. Paul was entering the final stage of his ministry, which ultimately would plant the Christian base of apostolic authority into Europe, where he would give his life as a martyr in Rome. So you say, why is this important? Well, Jerusalem was right, but Paul was moving too fast. And the Lord needed to minister to Paul's heart in order to strengthen it, because Paul was going to enter into probably the greatest struggle of his life, going into Jerusalem, being taken by the Jews, and then handed over to the Romans, and then finally heading to Rome. So it was a word of God's wisdom through this church saying, hey, you can't go to Jerusalem right now. And so very powerful. Now, in let's go to number 32. Word of wisdom, Agabus to Paul, Acts 21, 10 through 11. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. Now, we already know about Agabus. He saw a famine, and the church mobilized. So here is Agabus again. And when he came into the house, he took Paul's girdle, bound his own hands and feet, and said, thus says the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owns this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. Note, here we see a very important piece of revelation given by the Holy Spirit through the prophet Agabus. Paul knew that persecutions awaited him in every city where he would go and preach. But in this passage, the Holy Spirit reveals to those present that Paul would be taken by the Jews. Then the last piece of revelation was that after the Jews bound him, he would be handed over to Rome. For further understanding, reference Acts chapter 20, verse 22, where Paul says, and now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Paul knew that persecutions, in a general sense, awaited him. But in verse 22, he makes it clear that he does not specifically know what will happen in Jerusalem. Therefore, in this passage, Agabus, as a prophet, revealed by a word of wisdom what would happen in Jerusalem. As it was revealed, it came to pass that when the Roman captain in Jerusalem took Paul from the Jews, he was never free again. Acts 21, verse 33. Now, let me just say this. When you study this passage, and you need to go to the book of Acts and look at it in the whole, the Bible says that when he went to the house of Philip the evangelist, Philip had four daughters, and they prophesied. And the Bible doesn't call them prophets. No, they were working under the gift of the Holy Spirit called New Testament inspirational prophecy. They were edifying, comforting, and encouraging the heart of Paul. God was imparting strength into Paul. The word of God's wisdom doesn't do that. And that's why Paul later says, listen, you need to desire all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but even more so, what? Prophecy. Because prophecy is so important in that it strengthens and comforts your heart. When your heart is comforted, guess what? Your faith works. And that's what pleases God. Now, the word of God's wisdom, on the other hand, said, Paul, you don't know what's going to happen, so let me tell you. The Jews are going to take you, and then the Romans are going to take you. And so now Paul's like, well, now I know. And now I know why God is encouraging my heart. Powerful. Now let's go on to number 33, word of wisdom, direction to get out of Jerusalem. Acts 22, verse 18. And saw him saying unto me, make haste, go quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. So that's the Lord speaking. Note, in this passage, Paul gives us more information concerning his first visit to Jerusalem after his conversion. In this revelation, Paul learns through a word of knowledge that his testimony will not be received, no matter how powerful it is. Then the word of wisdom reveals direction for him to leave Jerusalem and to leave it quickly. Let's go on to number 34, word of wisdom. Jesus reveals to Paul his calling to nations, Acts 22, verse 21. And he said to me, depart, for I will send you from here unto the Gentiles. Note, Paul receives revelation that his calling is to the Gentiles. Here we have a Jew of Jews, a Pharisee of Pharisees, receiving revelation that his calling is to bring the Gentiles into Christ. One key word in this revelation is the word far. His call of God was going to touch the Gentiles far and wide. Ultimately, through his epistles, he has touched the entire world, generation after generation. Paul's calling was to fulfill what Jesus spoke in the Gospel of John. John 10, verse 16, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring in, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. This is such a powerful scripture. Jesus is preaching this in John chapter 10. Nobody understood what he was saying. It sounded wonderful. It felt wonderful. It was Jesus's wonderful words, but nobody understood it until Paul came. And now you understand the Gentiles are this flock of sheep. And Paul was being sent with the voice of the Lord to go and to bring them in. Number 35, word of wisdom. The Lord reveals Paul's destiny concerning Rome. Acts 23, verse 11. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as you testified of me in Jerusalem, so must you bear witness also at Rome. Note, the Lord reveals direction to Paul. Paul had been through much, and the Lord came close to him, strengthening his heart and reminding him of the will of God for his life. And That's it. The word of God's wisdom sometimes is just coming in, and it's a continual revealing of the plan of God. Number 36, word of wisdom, Jesus to Paul. Acts 26, verse 16 through 18, "But rise, stand upon your feet, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of these things which you have seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto you, delivering you from the people, from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them who are sanctified by faith that is in me." Note, Paul gives more detail concerning what the Lord revealed to him during his conversion experience in Acts chapter 9. The Lord quotes Isaiah 42 verse 6 as Paul's calling in a future tense to the Gentiles. And so here is what Jesus takes something that really belongs to him and he's putting it on Paul as his calling, and it's in the future. So very, very important. That's a word of God's wisdom. Let's go to number 37. Word of wisdom, Paul to the owner and the centurion. Acts 27, verse 10. "And he said to them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives." Note, it was God's will for Paul to go to Rome. Direction into the will of God does not mean that there will not be dangerous obstacles along the way. Paul was sensitive to the big picture direction and to the steps needed to fulfill the plan. In this case, Paul was a prisoner in the hands of Rome and had to submit to Rome's commands. Though Paul, through this gift of revelation, warned them not to leave the fair havens, he had no authority to stop them. Therefore, the Lord in his mercy, through the operation of this gift and the gift of faith, protects Paul in the storm as well as all other travelers on board. And this is a wonderful, you know, example to study. Paul knew the direction, but he was in the hands of somebody else under the authority of Rome itself. And even though he saw into the future, the people that were controlling him weren't going to listen to him. Of course, they didn't know him that well. And by the end of the trip, they were trusting him and, you know, they had no problem. If Paul says it, we do it. But at this point, they weren't listening. And so therefore the gift of faith had to come into operation in order to preserve everybody as the Lord kept that boat moving in its direction to Rome. And I love this example. You got to take time. Go to Acts chapter 27 and look at all the gifts of the Holy Spirit in operation. And it's tremendous. Let's go to number 38. Word of wisdom. Paul exhorts the people with hope concerning their near future. Acts 27 verse 22. "And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life amongst you, but of the ship." Acts 27, 24, saying, "Fear not, Paul, you must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given you all them that sail with you." Acts 27, verse 26, "Howbeit we must be cast upon a certain island." Here we see several pieces of revelation given to Paul concerning the lives of those on board and concerning his calling to stand before Caesar. This is the first time where it is revealed to Paul that the purpose of his calling to Rome is to stand before Caesar. Up until this point, it has only been about going to Rome. Paul also reveals that they will be washed up on a certain island. And so this word of God's wisdom is bringing not only more clarity, hey, Paul, it's not just about Rome, you're going to stand before Caesar. And by the way, there's an island up here and you're going to be cast on it. You're going to crash into it and you're all going to live. No, that gift is so amazing. We need it, don't we? Number 39, word of wisdom, Paul to the centurion, Acts 27:31. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these men abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Note, at the beginning of the voyage, Paul warns the owner and the centurion not to continue because of certain dangers. Because Paul was a prisoner, he was ignored. Now in this passage, as certain members of the crew were planning their escape, Paul reveals more information directly to the centurion. If they go, you cannot be saved. The Holy Spirit, through Paul, was giving this stern decree and warning due to the centurion's earlier decision to disregard Paul's warning. Through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, God had given Rome into the hands of Paul. Now the sea-soaked apostle was giving the orders. The earth is a place of life and death. How many storms could have been avoided if only we had perceived and not merely supposed? Paul was called by God to stand before Caesar, and that boat was a part of his calling. Meditate on that. It was a word of God's wisdom that God was speaking in order to deliver everybody in that boat from near death. But they didn't listen. So now the gift of faith has to come into operation in order to preserve Paul's calling to Rome and to Caesar. Oh, you got to take time and study that. The word of wisdom. Paul declares that the Gentiles will hear and receive the gospel. Acts 28, verse 8. Be it known, therefore, unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and they shall hear it. Paul, through the word of wisdom, speaks concerning the future of the church in the hands of the Gentiles. Once again, this operation of revelation into the future is called the word of wisdom. In this passage, Paul declares one simple truth: they will hear it. The first gift of the Holy Spirit manifested in the book of Acts was the word of wisdom. The last gift to be manifested in the book of Acts was also the word of wisdom. These two facts help this student of the Bible believe that the greatest of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is this gift, the word of wisdom. And not only that, but there we just went through 40 examples of this operation of the Holy Ghost. And when you go in and look at what the result of the manifestation of the word of wisdom was, and then you go, okay, let's take the word of wisdom out and let's look at where the church really would be. And wow, that's quite a study. Thank God for the word of God's wisdom. Now, Heavenly Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name, and we receive it. We desire the word of wisdom, and we pray for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, go to our website at www.foursmiles.com. There's more information there. And listen, we love you. Jesus loves you. He's coming soon. We need to be ready for him. Until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.